Finally, we're going to hear from Laura Manja McDonald, and she's a speaker at Restore and Intimacy in Marriage and an author, followed by JJ West, who speaks at our Intimacy in Marriage Intensive as well as Every Man's Battle Workshop. JJ also hosts the Every Man's Battle podcast. Let's listen in.
I grew up in the country, and I know you need good tread to stay on the road, right? Or to four-wheel drive or whatever, you need good tread. So good friends are like good tread on our tires, right? And so what is that? It's God's design. Good friends give us the traction we need to stay on course in life. They celebrate the highs with us. They're with us during the lows. They stand with us. They speak truth. They heal our hearts, console us during our losses in life. We all need good friends. And it's because God designed us for connection, right? He says that we are not to do this alone. However, a lot of people that I've come across in life say, well, you know, that's just not for me. It's just me and the Lord. But the Lord gave us the body of Christ. We need community to heal. We need to be able to bring our vulnerable parts that got hurt early on into relationship. And Ecclesiastes tells us that it's a beautiful scripture in 4:9-10. It says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them. That's a sad place to be. And often that we see that right in the middle of the church. People love Jesus. They show up to volunteer. They give and pour out for great ministry, but no one knows them. Mm-hmm. And we were created to be known. And until we can be known, life is going to be daunting to us. It's going to be overwhelming. So even though the views are valid for thinking, oh, friendships just aren't for me, that's distorted thinking. So what do we do? First of all, we've got to go back in to heal in healthy relationships. And that's going to be counterintuitive because that's the place I was hurt. And if my nervous system has all this download, don't let them see all of you. Until all of us is seen, we can't be healed. All of us, you know, what we hold back will hold us hostage. But what we bring in the light will heal us. And that's God's design. So here's the three things that we can work on. The first thing we must do is we don't outgrow what we didn't get. Right? It's still there. We have to bring those parts. The second thing is our nervous system will recognize this, so we need a safe, structured setting, and that can begin with a therapist. The second thing is open up our hearts. Like Paul said, we're not rejecting you, you're rejecting us. And the third thing is get in that structured setting. I've been working with a group for 6 years where they practice this, and that's what we can do. And that's how good friends, we can learn how to choose a good friend.